Hey there, welcome back, Renegades. So today I just wanted to share a quick energy update with you as we're reaching into the midpoint of the year. I wanted to revisit some of the themes of 2022 just so that we can recalibrate with all the craziness that's going on in the external space. I know sometimes those narratives can suck us in, right? It's kind of hard right now to ignore some of the storylines just because of how outlandish they are, how crazy they are. You know, many of these storylines are designed to pull at our heartstrings, right? And so it's really important during this time of the year. I mean, really, it's important all the time to recalibrate as much as possible. But since we are at that midway point of the Gregorian calendar year, although you probably know how I feel about that, I tend to go more with the natural year, which starts in March. But either way, I mean, we're getting, if you go with Gregorian, we're getting close to the midway point. If you go with the March or the natural year, we've just completed the 3-month mark. So this is a great time to check, do a quarterly check-in, right? And so it's a good time just to reevaluate, are you living in alignment with what your intention was for this year, right? So many of us choose a word for the year. And so this would be a good time to just bring back out or bring to the forefront of your mind that word of the year and just think about, okay, am I living in alignment with that word, right? So I'm going to share with you some of the themes for 2022. It doesn't necessarily have to be your word of the year, but it's just kind of the energetic feel of 2022. And I also want to talk a little bit about the timelines, because the timeline jump is a concept that keeps coming up for me this year. And so I really want to share that with you. So to start off, if we talk about the themes for this year, you know, some of the themes that we discussed, and if you got my ultimate 2022 energy update, I go into depth about these. So I'm not going to do that here, but I just want to touch on some of the themes. And some of the themes include heart-centeredness. There's not a better way to say that. I wish there was. But it's also union. And so union, when I talked about it in the ultimate energy update, I talked about the fact that it's not union in just the sense of like union between you and somebody else, like, you know, a relationship or a partner, but more of also the union you have with your real highest aspect of self, the union that you have with the divine, the union that you have with your highest timeline, the union between your inner masculine and your inner feminine energetic principles. You know, these are all parts of the sacred union that are a huge theme for this year, to really ground into your foundational pillars of like what truly matters to you, and to hold that union between you and your convictions very close this year, because this is a year that we're getting many choice points where we're going to be presented with different choices, right? And the choices that you make truly matter. So on this show, we've talked in the past about how energy works in like a cyclical motion, right? And so a lot of times in life, what happens is that you are presented with the same thing over and over again, so that you have the option of doing it the way you've always done it, which will yield the same result, or choosing another option, right? And the universe really rewards action. You know what I mean? Like, and the thing is about action is like people think like it needs to be some kind of massive action to change your life. Like you need to move to a different location, switch jobs, switch partners, switch, you know, the way you look and the way you appear. And people think of these grandiose gestures of choices that are going to lead to the most massive change in their life. But truly, the little daily things that we do every day have such a major impact in how our life looks, that those little things can turn into the biggest changes of life. I want to share with you. So years ago, I used to, what happened is when I went through a divorce, I've been married lots of times, so that's a different topic for another day, or maybe never, because the show isn't really about me. But one of my divorces that I had, I remember I went and I spent the night at a girlfriend's house while we were going through like the, you know, ugly part of a divorce. And so when I went and stayed at my friend's house, she was watching The Real Housewives. Like, I don't remember which. No, I do remember. It was Real Housewives of Atlanta. And so I had never heard of this show. I had never even heard of the channel Bravo at that time. So if you're not familiar, this is a show that's on TV. It's a reality show, and Real Housewives is about like women that are housewives, and some aren't, but they're pretty affluent, and so you just follow their life, I guess. So, you know, I didn't watch any reality shows at that time, and I've never heard of Bravo. So I spent the night with her, and I started to watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And then afterwards, I think it played a different franchise because they have different cities, right? So during that time when I was going through a not so pretty phase in life, you know, I was presented with the show, okay? And I could have watched one show and let it go. But what happened is that I got really sucked into that show. Why? Because it was a distraction for me. You know, I was going through something not so pretty in life, and sitting with the real life messiness was not as fun as watching other people live their lives on TV. I'll be honest, at that time, you know, I chose what was more easier, you know, what was a distraction, what was numbing to what was happening in my real life, right? And so I started watching these housewives, and in true Sarah fashion, I can never just half do something, right? Because the ambition still lives within me, right? And so I got really into these housewife shows, all the franchises, knowing who each one is and what they're about and their backstory, and reading what else is going on in their life besides what the cameras show us. I went on to actually start a Facebook group. I laugh, guys, because this is so far removed from where I am now. And it just makes me, really cracks me up thinking about this. But I became so invested in these housewives. I started a Facebook group, and I recruited people to join this Facebook group, and we would talk about the shows. Like, you know, we would have live watch parties where we would watch the show together and like gossip about, you know, oh my gosh, what was she thinking doing that? Why would she do that? Why doesn't she just leave him? Like, why are they fighting about that? Or, you know, just the craziest things. Like, and this Facebook group, guys, it blew up. I mean, I think at the end when I walked away from it, there was about 20,000, and it was continuing to grow. We even got together and did like meetups to watch it together. And we met up in like one of the cities where the housewives are. So there's a Housewives of Beverly Hills. And one of the ladies on that show, her name's Lisa Vanderpump. She has a restaurant. And so some of us from the group did a meetup in LA where we went to one of her restaurants. And, you know, we got to meet her and stuff. And it was cool. But the point of the matter is that this was a huge distraction, guys. And it took so much of my time and energy. Now, I have no regrets at this point, you know, because there was parts of it that were a lot of fun. And I guarantee you, had I not snapped out of it, I mean, this would have derailed my true life path, because this was such a major distraction. It was not the true me at the highest essence. Like, trust me, guys, even if you like watch the housewives, that's fine. That's not what I'm not saying this to like knock anyone, right? But I'm just saying, anyone who's devoted as much time as I was devoting to a TV show, that is not the highest and greatest use of your time, energy, focus, attention. I guarantee you, because at our highest level, at our highest aspect, right, our highest aspect of self does not give two shits about anything 3D. Okay, it does not care about housewives. It honestly doesn't care about job and work, like the work and the jobs that we're doing. That I would say that's a step up from housewives, because housewives is a complete numbing, right? It's a complete distraction, living into someone else's life instead of your life. I'm not knocking it, because I understand that every now and then we want entertainment, and entertainment is fine when it's entertainment. When you understand that, like, hey, I'm just gonna go do this thing for fun. But it's not your day-to-day. You're not doing this as your daily actions. When I was invested in this Housewives franchise and this Facebook group, this was my daily action. Every day I thought about it. Every day I did it. I took entertainment and turned it into what I thought was my real life, when in fact it wasn't. So I share this with you because what we are presented with right now are so many choice points that truly matter. And so it's so important this year, especially, that we're making our decisions and we're choosing how our actions and behavior line up with our highest and greatest timeline. Now, let me explain timelines for just a moment, because I mention highest and greatest timeline a lot, and sometimes people don't understand what I'm saying about this. And if you do, just bear with me just a moment so I can explain this for those that don't. So the way that our lives work out is that we have these trajectories or these life paths, right? And there are many different options available to us ongoing, because truly at our essence, we are co-creators with the universe. So that means that however your life plays out, you actually have a part of that, a huge part of that. Your thoughts, your behaviors, your actions, your beliefs, all of the things about you are what create your life paths or these trajectories or these timelines. Okay. Now, your highest aspect of self. So let's talk about that for just a moment. Now, I would really recommend that you listen to the Who Am I Really episode. I don't know if it's Who Are We Really or Who Am I Really. Okay, but in that episode, I talk about my journey of discovering or rediscovering, I should say, because we come in here knowing who we really are, and then the world has a way of, you know, conditioning us to forget who we truly are at our essence and then turn into something that we're not, or carry on like facades or masks that we're not, right? This is an exercise I think is really important for everyone to do, is just to remove the mask, remove the personas, and get back to who are you truly at your essence, okay? So we have this physical body, right? And then right outside the physical body, people always are like, oh, my soul, right? Well, your soul isn't that far removed from your physical body, okay? Your soul is a little bit outside of the physical body. If you have kind of an expanded soul, it might go out a little bit further, but either way, it's pretty close to you. Your highest aspect of self, however, is outside of this place and time and dimension, right? It's outside of space and time altogether. Your highest aspect of yourself, which I would probably call your spirit. Some people call it a God self. Some people call it a Christ self. Nothing I'm saying here is new, guys. This is ancient knowledge. It's, you know, some people would call it esoteric, but really, I don't even like giving it that term, because that term has been skewed like everything good. And so I don't even want to label it. It's just a knowing that I've come to realize throughout my time and my experience and my journeys and my ceremonies and my rituals and all of the things, right? That reconnection to that highest aspect of self. I know that that highest aspect lives outside space and time. So that highest aspect, which is what comes through me, right? What I'm anchoring into this reality. It's not concerned about 3D things. It's not concerned about housewives, that's for damn sure. It's not concerned about, you know, little dramas of the 3D life. It's not concerned about politics or current events. It's not concerned about any of that stuff, because at the end of the day, outside of space and time and outside of this matrix, none of that stuff truly matters. And that's why when I say this world is an illusion, I don't mean that I'm like in woo-woo world where it's rainbows and butterflies and I don't look at what is this, you know, the suffering going on in this 3D reality. That's not what I mean whatsoever. But what I mean is that this reality, right, the 3D, it's a hologram. It's a holographic reality. And what is real is us, right? Us, our truest essence, at our highest form, we are what's real. And so what we are seeing in the 3D is a projection of us, you know? So it's a projection of me, but it's also a projection of you. It's a projection of the whole human collective, right? Because as divine humans, we co-create this reality, okay? And so when we see the darkness in the world and the suffering and the bad stuff that's going on, really, at the end of the day, what that is it's our shadow projections, okay? So what I mean by that is, like, each of us, we have our shadow aspects, right? We have our egoic desires and we have our, you know, our shadows, which our shadows are just us, but it's like the inverted part of us. So our hurts, our pains, our trauma, our unhealed aspects of self. For example, our real self is unconditional love. Now, if you put conditions on love, that is the shadow aspect, right? If you are traumatized and now you've got like hatred or jealousy or, you know, any of those types of lower vibrational frequency states, you know, anything outside of really unconditional love, then what that is that that's a shadow self. You know, that's part of the shadow. And the best person that talks about this, like that does it way more justice, because right now I'm just briefly going through this for our energetic update. I'm not even going into detail, but if you study the work of Carl Jung, you will read a lot more about the shadow and the shadow self. And this is also like part of Buddhist and Taoist teachings. The Vedas, the Hindu Vedas, they really go more into detail about that. They call it something different, but this is something that's been talked about. I'm doing it a gross negligence by not really going into detail, but that's not what this episode is about. But my point of this is just to share with you, that is what we're seeing play out in the 3D, right? We are seeing all of our shadows coming up to the light. That is part of ascension. That is part of awakening. This is part of the process. And so the reason that I'm bringing this up now is because when we see these shadows come up, the goal for those of us on the ascending path is not to get sucked into the distraction, okay? It's not to ignore certain things. Like, for example, I know recently here in the Americas, we had a shooting at a school. And I understand that this is something that's traumatic, especially when you're watching the media and they're showing or depicting these children, or the parents of the children, and how they're distraught and things of that nature. Now, not to be cold-blooded, right? But here in America, we had a couple of different shootings in the last like few weeks, right? Now, when you know the agenda of the Matrix, you start to look at things from a different lens or a different perspective, right? Now, part of the agenda is to disarm Americans. It's a huge problem to the Matrix that we here in America have the right to bear arms. It's a huge problem. And this is why, politically speaking, they have talked about taking away the arms from the good citizens for many, 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 many years. And this is also why when you right now take a look at places like Australia or Canada or China, where there is complete tyrannical government control. If you haven't looked at some of these countries, not that I'm saying to get sucked into that, but what I'm saying is awareness helps us, because this is where it gets a little bit hard for people, is that it's good for us to have awareness so that we know when certain storylines are coming up that are meant to disempower us, right? But what is not good for us is to take that awareness and then become disempowered because of the awareness. You get what I'm saying? Like the so-called truther movement, the people who are considered truth seeking. What I'm seeing happen a lot to our truther community is that they are finding out these truths, like they know the agenda of the Matrix, and then they're going down these deep rabbit holes, but then nothing comes out of it. They just keep seeking and seeking truth. They're just chasing after the truth. That's also not the point, right? Because that's disempowering as well. Those that are completely unaware and falling into the agenda, they're disempowered because the agenda is dictating their life. But those seeking truth and constantly chasing truth, they're also disempowered because they are chasing something that really, it can go on and on forever if you're chasing truth. Instead, I believe that the best way is to reclaim power from both of these scenarios, right? Reclaim your power from the narratives of the 3D. Reclaim your power from the truth-seeking rabbit holes. Stand in truth, okay? And then that is how you magnetize the truth. Like when people say, Sarah, how do you know X, Y, and Z? Because it is my intention every day to stand in truth. It is my intention every day to surrender to divine will versus my will. And in doing so, I'm presented with the truth, right? It's very easy for me to see these truths because I'm presented. The universe delivers to me eye-opening articles, books, someone saying certain things. Like, it's presented to me. I don't chase it. It doesn't take a lot of my energy away from me. I'm actually very empowered. This is part of what's happening to us during this great awakening, is that we are learning to reclaim our power, and we are learning to incorporate the divine feminine energetic principle. And the divine feminine energetic principle is the one that sets the intention. Then what happens is, as she is standing in her divine femininity, then the masculine can rise up to his divine masculine, right? So we all have these energetic principles, masculine and the feminine. So the feminine sets the intention, the masculine goes out into the world, brings it back to us, right? Both of these together work in union. Once again, we have that theme of union, and that is a major theme of this ascension, is to unify the masculine and the feminine and resurrect them to their natural template. Right now, we've fell into this fallen matrix where the divine feminine has been suppressed, the sacred masculine has been distorted, you know, and turned into this tyrannical overlord, right? And so we are undoing that in this process. That's part of our ascension, you know? So my point of all this is that there are crazy things happening in the matrix, right? There are things like, it's not fun to see a shooting, but what is more important is that you reclaim your power. You don't get sucked into the distraction. And instead what we do is we see in which way we're contributing to the energy of the shadows that are being projected in the holographic universe, the 3D, okay? So when we talk about shooting, for example, the way that we reclaim our power is we see, first of all, if the shooting looks completely fraudulent and fake, right? And we have to really learn how to boundary test some of these things. Like there was a shooting that was the one that was, I don't know, it was at a grocery store or something. I don't know the details because, to be honest, right away, I knew that that was a fake, a false illusion of the matrix, right? It was an implanted story in the matrix. And so I didn't even give it any of my time, focus, or attention because intuitively I felt into that and I knew it wasn't worthy of my time, focus, and attention. Okay. The second one, which was the children, the school shooting one. Now that was in some ways real, right? In some ways not. And I'm not going to get into all the details here. But what I saw from that is this person that did it allegedly had, you know, mental issues, felt unloved, unworthy, whatever, right? There was hurt there. Anytime someone takes out any kind of violence, there's hurt under that. And so what I do for myself is I evaluate in a situation like that. I say, is there anything that I'm doing that's contributing to the energy of people being unheard, unseen, unvalued, unloved, right? And then in my microcosm, meaning in my small life, right, I do my part to transmute and alchemize that shadow. So when the shadow presents itself in the world, right, in the holographic universe, I look at it and I say, am I feeding that shadow, right? The shadow is a dark energetic. Am I doing anything to feed that dark energetic? And this is the power that I have. Right? I can't change the whole world. I can't control anyone's behavior outside of myself, right? But what I can do is I can decide, am I feeding that energetic? Okay? And this, I'm talking about a shooting here, but let's say, for example, people are really mad about those that are asleep, for example, okay? Those that refuse to see the true agenda behind this coronavirus, right? The whole plandemic, scamdemic, right? People are like calling them sheep and they're saying, well, they're asleep to this. How can they be? And they're so angry, the truther community, right? Now, how I would look at that, that is a shadow, right? People who are deciding to be or choosing to be oblivious to the narrative, oblivious to what's going on, because now the information is out there. So those that are pretending not to know, they are hiding behind something, right? And so that is how I would look at that. That is a shadow projection, right? People who are refusing to look at what is, right? Refusing to question the narrative, refusing to think for themselves, are choosing or are going along with the narrative and doing as they're told, right? That's the shadow that we're seeing in these people. If you take it as a collective, that's the shadow that we're seeing is people or an energy that's afraid to look at truth. So then what I would do to take my power back from that narrative, from that shadow, is I would look at myself and say, is there any ways in my life that I'm hiding from the truth? Is there any ways in my life that I'm refusing to look at what is, you know, that I'm living into a false illusion? And so I would really evaluate that because that's how we diminish the shadow, right? Or heal the shadow if you want to look at it that way, because that's a little bit nicer, lighter, and brighter, right? So I just look at, am I contributing to that energy? You know, when we see the suffering that's going on in places like Canada and China, people don't realize what's happening in Canada, y'all. I have friends that decided not to get the jab in Canada that are trapped there, trapped. They cannot leave their country yet. I got a girlfriend that's in Shanghai that I think they're still under lockdown, right? Because they redid the lockdowns over there. So much so you couldn't even leave your apartment building, right? And these people live in huge skyscrapers. So she's stuck on like the 13th floor. 13. I don't know if that's the truth, but that's what came through. But anyway, she's stuck there. She's not allowed to leave her apartment. You know, she can't go to the grocery store. They deliver groceries for them and there's like a ration of food. So she can't even eat everything she wants. You know, she can't order what she wants. Like, this is reality. This is what's going on in the 3D. Now, I won't let it disempower me, but what I'll look at is there anything I'm doing here that is feeding the energy? So that energy is tyrannical overlord energy, right? You know, like a dictator energy. And so what I look at in my life is, in which ways in my life, or are there any ways in my life that I'm feeding into that energy? And I don't, you know, I'm not attached to this. This is not something that is very draining. This is something that I just set the intention. Once again, the feminine sets the intention. Hey, universe, show me any ways that I'm feeding into this shadow energy, this dark energetic. Then the masculine goes out and looks into my life. And the masculine also works with the subconscious. So the subconscious, really, this is also everything as within, so without, right? As above, so below. Everything, there's a microcosm and there's the macrocosm. And so this is my conscious mind and my unconscious mind working together, or my subconscious mind, right? So the universe is going to present me with any ways that I'm in alignment with that tyrannical energetic. And then I have the choice and the power to choose to change that. And so that is what's happening right now. That is how we work with the hologram, the holographic universe, the 3D. This is how the 3D can empower us, right? There's the airy fairy new age movement that's like, I don't look at any of that because I don't want to lower my vibration. Well, not standing in truth is lowering your vibration. Ignoring truth lowers vibration, because that means you're living in a facade, a lie, an illusion yourself, right? So the dance that we're all learning to do is how to have awareness of these things while at the same time not allowing it to consume us, distract us, or rob us of our energy. So I went down this path just to explain timelines, right? And so these distractions of the matrix, what they do is that they can set us on a trajectory or a timeline that is inorganic, meaning it's a false timeline. Okay. It's not really what we're meant to do while we're here. Okay. And our human can get taken down that path. And then what's going to happen is our spirit that we talked about before, that is outside of this time and this space and does not give two shits about 3D skills or 3D, you know, endeavors, right? What's going to happen is our spirit is going to be trying to help us get off that false timeline. And so the way that looks from a practical sense is, people, when they're on this false timeline, they will find it's very difficult. You know, they'll find like, they're having health problems come up constantly. You know, they're doing what they can to be healthy, but then it's like, oh man, like my back went out, or like I have a knee pain, or, you know, I found out I have like whatever, you know, like whatever ailment. That's a sign from your spirit, from your highest self, from your God self, from your Christ self, whatever you want to call it. That is a sign that, hey, listen, if it's constantly happening, you know what I mean? And that's a sign, hey, we're not on the right timeline. Like, change course, right? Sometimes people find a lot of obstacles, like they're trying to, for example, buy a house, but then it's like one thing after another, after another, after another. Now, I know buying a house can be a difficult process, so I'm not saying one thing, right? But I'm just saying if a person is finding one thing after another that's like an obstacle, sometimes that's a good time to step back and just evaluate. Okay, hold on. What are you trying to show me? Like, you can speak to your highest aspect of self and make sure that you specify that's who you're speaking to, because right now the veil is very thin and we don't want to just speak to just any old spirit out there. So, you know, you'll talk to your highest self and you'll say, hey, highest self, what is going on? Like, what do you, like, I get it. Like, there's these blockages that are in my way. Like, why? You know, what am I supposed to see here? What am I supposed to learn here? How am I supposed to course correct, right? How am I supposed to recalibrate? Like, what is going on? You know, and just, you can put that out there and then an answer usually will present itself. There will always be something. And that's why I say the distractions are detrimental, because if we're caught in the distractions of the hologram, we're going to miss the signs from our highest self, the whispers from the universe, right? They come, but if we're too focused on housewives or we're numbing out in any kind of way, shape, or form, then we're gonna miss it. And so that's what's important to keep in mind during this time, is that our focus and our attention are the biggest currencies, okay? More so than the fake money of this reality, right? The biggest currency that you have is your focus and attention. And so it's very, very important right now that you're using those wisely, okay? And in case you're wondering about the Housewives group, so it was taking up a lot of my time. And what happened is my highest self working in my best interest created a lot of obstacles and drama in that group. It just started to become an energetic drain. There were women in there fighting because, hello, we're feeding into that energy of Housewives where they bicker and fight and are really petty over the stupidest things and real superficial and materialistic, right? And once again, no offense if you love this show as entertainment, but I'm talking about making it your life, which is what I was starting to do on that timeline. And my highest self snapped me out of that really quickly and reminded me that that all was part of the illusion, and that I needed to snap myself out of that false timeline and back into my organic timeline. And I'm forever grateful for that. All this to say, we all have access right now to our highest and greatest timelines. There's a lot being done on a higher level on the universal grid that are collapsing the timelines that are artificial and that are inorganic. Now, I'm not saying that that means nobody can fall into it, because we all have choice. So some people are actively choosing to fall into those fallen timelines. What's going to happen to them, I don't know, nor do I care to know. But what I do know is that those of us on the Ascension plan, if we are making our choices from a very heart-centered place, right, where we can put the mind to rest for a moment and really tap into that higher heart, right? And there's a differentiation between lower heart and higher heart. Lower heart is responsible for things like emotions. Like when people say, oh, she's so emotional, you know, she just lets her emotional side run the show. That's a lower heart, right? That's someone who's tapped into the lower heart, which is not bad necessarily, but they've got to learn mastery so that they can move into that higher heart, right? Higher heart communicates really well with the brain, or the mind, right? So the mental body and the higher heart communicate, right? But higher heart runs the show, but she uses the mental mind as well. The feminine heart, higher heart, uses the masculine mental mind, right? They work together. And then if you're a woman, then you have the womb energy as well that's tapped in as well to all of that. So they all work together. These are different energetic centers of your body. And it's beautiful when they work in harmony and you allow them to, because then you are guided to your highest and greatest timeline naturally. It's not so much work. It's a beautiful flow and it's a beautiful energetic. And then taking action from that place is so powerful, you know, because then it's aligned action. And so things manifest and you co-create a life that you truly desire. This is the true manifestation that has been distorted. Like on the 3D, people are talking about manifestation and they're talking about material things. Let me tell you, honey bunnies, your highest self does not give two fucks about material things, right? No purses, no cars, no bigger houses, right? Not that I'm saying you can't have those things, but I'm telling you that your highest self is not focused on these things. You know, those things are tools. They're not the end all be all, right? Money and things, you know, power, fame, whatever. These are all tools that can be used for a bigger purpose. And that's what your highest self is concerned about. Your highest self is not going to say, we want a bigger house for XYZ reason. This year, we are presented with a wonderful opportunity to step into our destiny, step into who we are destined to be, right? Step into the highest vision of ourselves. So don't sleep on this energy, and certainly don't allow the matrix to rob you of this wonderful opportunity. The energy that we hold and that we amplify and that we magnify during this special year of 2022 is going to have a long-lasting effect, I feel like, at least for the rest of this decade. So just be very mindful. What energy do you wish to carry into the next 7-8 years? You know, that's how major this is, you know, and no pressure, by the way, no pressure. We don't want to get in fear, because that's the biggest mistake that you can make this year, is to make any decision or choices based out of fear, right? Lack, scarcity, you know, those things that aren't natural to your organic state, that's detrimental this year. But other than that, you're pretty much in good shape as long as you have some level of awareness, which, by the way, if you're listening to a show like this, I don't know how you couldn't, right? So with that said, thanks so much for joining me on this episode. This one was much lighter, right? Much lighter. We're talking about all great things. There's just so much wonderful stuff happening right now. And I know that if you get caught up in the narratives of the 3D, like, you can lose sight of that. So I just like to sometimes bring us back to what's real and what's important. Unconditional love, faith, you know, power, destiny. These are the things that cause a revolution. You know what I'm saying? Protesting and all that stuff, that's just an energy drain. You don't fight the matrix in the matrix, right? You transcend it. You transcend it to your organic state, your highest self, your Christ self, your God self, the God within, the kingdom of heaven lies within, right? So if we can get back to that, if we can remind ourselves of that every single day, we are being bombarded with messages saying the opposite. So as much as we can, remind ourselves of the true inherent rights that we have, right? That which lies within, that no one on this realm can take from you. That is how we reclaim our power. And that is how we carry the most powerful energy into the next decade, right? So with that said, thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Thank you so much for being here on this planet. Thank you for anchoring the light in this world. Thank you for doing the shadow work. Thank you for being you. I love you so much. And until next time, Renegades, rest, recover, and recharge.